This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 252, recorded on Saturday, March 21st, 2020, and day two of the dog days of quarantine, wherein we social distance. Hey, everybody. These are going to be, this and the first one are going to be very close together, assuming they are together, in the feed, because I hadn't done one of these in a long time. So last night I recorded it and did not upload it. I recorded it like in the very early evening and then just never did anything else. Just completely forgot about it. So hopefully they'll both be there. If not, no big deal. All I said yesterday was, hey, I'm doing a podcast during the DDOQ. Thought today, I'm going to try and keep these short. I thought today I would talk about a thing that I vaguely mentioned yesterday, but had been in my head, but I was like, ah, it's too much to add to yesterday. It was just the difference in how much location makes a difference during this whole period of time. And I'm actually doing this from a perfect spot. There's probably a little bit of background noise. Sorry about that. But I'm sitting on the front porch, you know, of a house in a neighborhood where houses are, you know, I mean, neighborhood fall apart probably a little more than regular, you know, like suburban neighborhood. Well, let me rephrase, definitely more than regular suburban neighborhood apartness. You know, we've got not a huge backyard, but a medium-sized backyard. I've got a medium-sized front yard. It's probably, you know, I'm sitting on the front porch and it's probably 60 feet to the road, and we are in a neighborhood that does not get any traffic. It's, you know, just basically a big kind of loop sort of thing. So you don't come in here unless you're coming here for a reason. It's not like we're on a main road or anything. And then on the other side of that road is woods and forest and farmland, for probably at least a half a mile. So I'm listening to the birds. I mean, I can see my sister-in-law is across the street at my father-in-law's house, checking up on him. And I've seen her once or twice, but that's literally the only person that I have, seen or heard or anything else, or even a car drive by. I mean, they drive by occasionally, but, in 20 minutes, something like that, because I've been in and out of the house a few times. So, I mean, we are pretty much sheltering in place, as it said. I mean, that's not a thing that's official in North Carolina yet, but obviously we're trying to minimize our interactions and practice social distancing. But it's not a bunch of a trouble for us, because nobody going to be close enough to us for it to be a problem without them being well onto the property. Whereas I was thinking about, first of all, I was thinking about like the last place I lived before this, which was in a townhouse build out in Atlanta. And at the very least, I'm going to use our property as an example for both these things. If I just look at the property that we're on here right now, like the front yard, the house, and the backyard, there were sections of that townhouse, neighborhood that had, that were parking lots. But if you didn't count a park, if you like edged it onto, there were probably in the space where, this one house is, there were probably 12 houses. I don't know, something like 12 to 15, maybe not that many, because it's not that big a yard. At least half a dozen, I would say. At least easily half a dozen houses, because they were multi-story and everything. And just how many more people and how much more, close together people are. And then if you go from there to where I lived before, well before that, but when I lived in Baltimore, even worse. And then I have friends that, one of my best friends lives in Manhattan in New York City in a high rise apartment complex. And God, Lord, in the school, map square footage that I'm standing on, because, we're sitting here with you know, a front yard, a backyard, and a one-story house. You know, he's living in a multi-story apartment complex. I don't even know how many hundreds of people live in the same square footage that I'm in. So, you know, the thing for us, just for me, has been, you know, A, I'm lucky because of that. And then B, I'm lucky because I've already worked from home, as do many of the people here listening to this, because, you know, I know the people that do the dog days. You know, many of us work from home regularly anyway. We're in kind of the IT section, which is, you know, which is, I would say, somewhat, sorry, I'm going to finish up real quick because my nephew just started a leaf blower across the street. You know, which, and IT is certainly not the worst, you know, we may or may not be the best situation, but we're certainly not in the worst situation. We don't work in restaurants or something. And C, I work for a company, or at least a portion, you know, I work for the phone company now. So I work for Warner Media, and we're owned by AT&T now. But the portion of the company I work for literally makes and streams stuff for people to watch on TV. And that's pretty much everything that people do right now. So I am certainly not, you know, certainly could be in worse situations. So you have to be thankful for that. So I guess that's... Oh, I've already run way longer than I intended to today, so I think that'll be about it for today, and we'll get off of the coronavirus and get into something more interesting tomorrow, and figure out, probably talk about some geek stuff or something like that, you know, surprise. So anyway, this has been Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com, and there's ways to contact me every way through Sunday on that on that website. I did recently, and this will be related to a tech note or a nerd note at a related date. I do like Keybase the best, but I am on Telegram now. So if you want to connect with me through Telegram, you can do that as well. So talk to you soon. See ya. Bye.